The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Kentucky has a state pension nightmare. The report is that state workers' retirement fund is $41 billion in the hole. To give you an idea how bad that is for my home state, Kentucky's state government budget is only about $12 billion a year. Previous administrations have, in my opinion, defrauded Kentucky's people. So shouldn't we address this problem at its root instead of just trying to temporarily change the fruit out on the limb? To do that, we have to go to the Bible to find the real answers. What is the purpose of education and who is to do it? Those hard questions must be answered truthfully. If a system comes from God, we have both a standard by which to operate it as well as a basis for expecting His help in correcting it if it gets off track. So why does God say we're to educate children? Here is His answer. That you may fear the Lord thy God, to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life. Then He says we are to, quote, teach them diligently to thy children, so that they will institute and obey His statutes, which are God's civil law, and so they will obey His commandments, which are God's moral law. The purpose of all this is so nations around them would see that God's way of living in this earth is the best way, and thus those nations would turn to the true God who created them. God is constantly about advancing His kingdom into the hearts of men and nations everywhere. So who is responsible for teaching children God's moral and His civil law? The New Testament answers this question in Ephesians 6:4. It states, "And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Thus, God gives the responsibility to educate children to parents, not the state. In history, all state education systems became, after a while, the tool of elitists to control the thinking of a nation and prepare them to bow down to the elitist dictators. Thus, tax-supported education for God's people is not found anywhere in the Bible. Moses' state education had to be removed by 40 years in the desert while God renewed his mind to think as God thought. Daniel's education as a Jew was in stark contrast to Babylon's system of state education. So, even if we were willing to admit that tax-supported education was wrong, what do we do to fix the retirement fund of teachers and other state workers now? Number one, we pray for God's wisdom to do this. We don't look to more gambling or legalizing marijuana for tax revenue. We bite the bullet and either raise taxes temporarily to fix it, or we ask state workers to temporarily take less in their retirement, or we do both in order to let the pension fund grow. There are no easy fixes for this. And most importantly, we start moving our education system back into its Christian base, which God gave to it. We got into this mess by progressively ignoring God and His Word in our government and in tax-supported schools. The way out is the reverse of the way in. It's that simple. Noah Webster, the father of America's original education method, said, "Education is useless without the Bible." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.